Hello and welcome to the Guernsey Sports Commission podcast with me, Ollie Tracy and Ollie Dowding.
Each edition of the podcast will keep you up to date with the work of the Sports Commission, feature local sports news and profile upcoming events. On this week's episode, we'll be touching upon the Sporting Achievement Award winners,
the latest fixture to take place on our 3G pitch down at KG5,
and a Baroness and Paralympian visited our island.
Upcoming events we'll be touching upon include the Chris Simpson versus Daryl Selby exhibition match here in Guernsey,
a Year 4 Squash Festival,
and a couple more opportunities for young people to get involved in some new sports. So it's the week after our Sporting Achievement Awards, and Ollie, I think it's fair to say that we had a successful and a well-deserved break last weekend.
We did. It was a fantastic evening at Bay Shore. I think we had over 450 attendees to the evening, which is, I think, the biggest ever. And they got an opportunity to see the awards being presented. They saw Baroness Sue Campbell deliver a speech about the importance of PE in schools, and also they saw a video that you made, Ollie.
I know, it was quite a proud moment actually. It was the second year I've produced a video for the Sports Awards, and this one highlighted the work that you, Kerry, and now Steph do within the PE in schools programme. But that wasn't all. We didn't just show the video and we didn't just hear from Sue. She actually was on the island to help present the 11 awards which are up for grabs. As you may know, the Sporting Achievement Awards, organised by the Sports Commission, are open to all of our member sports. So there's 49 different sports on the island, and we welcomed nominations from the public, clubs and associations themselves. There were 11 awards up for grabs, and over 70 different teams, clubs, coaches were nominated. So, let's run through the list of winners.
Miles Monroe, an upcoming swimmer, won the Lambourne Shield.
The Elizabeth College Shooting 8 took away the Beau Séjour Trophy.
The IAG Grand Prix for Cycling won the Sports and Nautical Event Shield.
Whilst the Island Games 4x100 Medley Relay Swimming Team took away the Sports Commission Small Team Trophy.
Our Disabled Achiever of the Year, the Baroness Tanny Gray Thompson Trophy, was won by Sarah Whitchurch.
And the Sports Commission Team Trophy went to the Guernsey Ladies First 11 Hockey Team.
Andy Graham from Guernsey Hockey won the Dave Dorey Memorial Trophy for all his efforts in hockey.
And Joe Watts, a local rider for the Guernsey Velo Club, was recognised for her upcoming talent and was awarded the Sir John Loveridge Trophy.
The Guernsey Brewery Salver was won by Amy Pont, who was unfortunately unable to attend as she's in America.
And similarly, Chris Simpson also won an award on the evening. He won the Richard Burton Salver, and the award was picked up by one of his parents as he was competing in a New York squash competition.
And for the big one, the Guernsey Sports Commission Trophy was won by cyclist Tobin Horton.
So there we have it, all 11 award winners. A great evening for everybody, and the feedback that we've had through personal contacts with the individuals that attended, alongside messages we've received on Twitter using the hashtag GSC Sports Awards, has been brilliant.
I'm already looking forward to next year's awards night, Ollie.
How are we going to top a Baroness last year and a Baroness this year? What are we going to do next year?
I don't know, but I'm always up for a challenge.
Now, something I've only just finished before we started recording this podcast was a short summary video from Sue Campbell's speech, which was made on the evening, and it highlighted the importance of high-quality physical education being taught in schools.
Yes, Sue Campbell is very high up in her game. So for those of you who don't know Sue, she is the chair of UK Sport for two Olympic Games, and she was able to highlight the importance of PE in primary schools. And she touched upon a few quotes from Nelson Mandela, who famously said that sport can change lives.
I seem to have spent a lifetime trying to argue with politicians about the enormous potential sport has to create a youth culture, to build bridges between communities, to transform some of the world's problems that we actually face. It's not a panacea for everything, but it has enormous power. But you know, we are one of the a few nations in the world that don't have specialist teachers in our primary schools. Our primary teachers teach every subject. Many of them did not have a great experience in physical education, and they find themselves trying to teach physical education to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 year olds.
If you want to hear more from Sue or watch our short 5-minute summary video, head over to our website, you know it by now, guernseysports.com.
Now, many of you will know about the development sound of the KG5 playing fields, and the 3D pitch is getting really well used. And actually, we had the first competitive rugby match played on that pitch between St Jack's RFC and Guernsey Rugby Seconds.
Thanks to Martin Gray, who we contacted through Twitter, he's enabled us to show a couple of his photographs on our website. So if you want to see the new facility and the fixture which took place earlier this month down at the KG5, check out our website news section. So, last week we held our sports awards, but it was also the launch of a new coaching programme where we welcomed a Paralympian. Ollie, tell us more.
Yes, Danny Nobbs travelled over to the island to spend a few days, and he launched the disability coaching programme.
Apart from being a legend and quite a fun character to work with throughout the week, for anyone who doesn't know Danny, he's a Paralympian specialising in javelin, aiming for the 2016 Paralympic Games. Danny was with us for a couple of days last week to help us launch the programme, and this included speaking to students at the grammar school alongside delivering a speech at the Guernsey College of Further Education, meeting with the local Disability Alliance, and being a special guest at our sports awards.
You really did come across the top bloke, Ollie, and I think he's going to hopefully come back to the island and see how the disability coaching programme has developed, and hopefully it will enable many disabled athletes to get involved in sport.
Whilst we attended a number of the events which he was present at, it was inspiring to hear him share his story with a number of different islanders. If Danny, you're listening to this, thanks for popping over. Top bloke. Now, you may be aware that the Sports Commission's Street Sports programme runs every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday evening for 50 weeks of the year. It offers free opportunities for young people aged 11 to 18 to take part in sports delivered in their local community. The Sports Commission are pleased to announce that for the duration of 2014, the programme is going to be supported by Lloyds Bank Foundation for the Channel Islands, and their grant of £22,000 will help secure the future of this programme for the duration of the year.
It's fantastic to have them on board to support the programme, and it will no doubt benefit a number of children in the community so they can access sport.
If you want to know a bit more information about street sports, head over to our website and find street sports within the programmes section.
Now, listeners out there may be interested to know that we've recently launched our 2014 strategy.
This strategy aims to guide and give weight to the programmes and initiatives that the Sports Commission have delivered and are delivering for the duration of 2014 and beyond.
At present, a number of programmes are underway to meet our main object. These include the Operations Unit, Capacity in Clubs, PE in Schools, Community Sports, Healthy Lifestyles and Talent Identification.
In terms of future development, we aim to build the pathway which links the first experience of participation with the lifelong enjoyment of sport and physical activity.
We are also aiming to consolidate and effectively deliver the sector programmes as outlined within our budget. But overall, our aim is to ensure that living in Guernsey is an advantage when engaged in sport or physical activity. We work at the Sports Commission innovatively and instinctively from a sound base of expert knowledge, ensuring the best practice is followed to benefit the entire community.
Now, we know you want to read the whole document in full, download the PDF and save it onto your computer, so head over to our website where you can find more information.
It's a great read.
Now, onto our comprehensive events listing.
So our first event is the visit of Chris Simpson, local squash player, ranked 26th in the world, and he's going to be playing an exhibition squash match at Beaujolais against Daryl Selby.
Very exciting. Now, I know both players have just been competing in the New York Tour of Champions, which I know the fellas from Guernsey Squash have been avidly following, and we look forward to welcoming both players to the match next week.
So can you get tickets, Ollie?
You can do, but there are only less than 10 standing tickets available. All of the seats have been taken and there's a bit of standing space on the balcony. So call up the guys from Guernsey Squash or contact them on Twitter using @GuernseySquash and you'll be able to get in contact with them and hopefully reserve your seat for a match being played on Friday the 31st of January. Aim to kick off around 6 o'clock in the evening.
Sounds good.
Martin Watts, the director of Guernsey Squash, tells us a bit more about what we can expect on the exhibition match next week.
Chris Simpson, who's our squash professional, number 26 in the world, will be coming to Guernsey on the 31st of January for an exhibition match. It's obviously a match between two professionals, and they won't take it 100% seriously, so there'll be a bit of fun there as well. So obviously you'll see how good of players they really are, and how hard they have to work from a professional point of view, but they'll make it fun on the night. It will also include some other matches between some of our top Highland players and them, to sort of, so you can get the comparison between what level of player they are and real players on the island.
Now, sticking with the squash theme, we've actually organised, as part of the Peen Schools programme, a squash festival open to children year four.
Now, this festival is one of two squash festivals being organised for primary school children, and the first one is open to children in Cattell, St Martins, Vauvert, Lamar de Carteret, Notre Dame, La Huguette, Beechwood and Forest.
So, if your child is in year four and attends one of these schools and interested in playing in the squash festival, then you can click on the poster on our website and send the form back to us here at the Coach House.
Moving on to a different sport now, the Sports Commission have teamed up with the Guernsey Volleyball Association to offer some free volleyball sessions for anyone aged 11 to 18.
The volleyball sessions will take place every Saturday from 2:45 to 3:45, starting on the 25th of January, running through to the 1st of March.
We're really grateful to the guys at the Guernsey Volleyball Association who are helping us deliver this opportunity, and it's open to anyone who's 11 to 18 years of age. There's no need to register, just turn up and have a bit of fun.
Sounds good. On to something a little bit different now. The Guernsey Panthers netball team have organised a dodgeball tournament coming up on Friday the 14th of February, Valentine's Day.
Between 6:45 and 9:15 at the Indoor Cricket Centre, there is going to be a dodgeball tournament for anyone who wants to play.
So, if you've got some friends and you want to put them into a team, there's going to be five players at a time and you can have up to three substitutes. All it's going to cost you is £8 per person, and that includes entry fee and buffet food.
Now, Ollie, I've seen the dodgeball film. Have you seen the dodgeball film, and can you list the five D's of dodgeball?
Let me think, Ollie. Duck, dodge, dip, dive, and dodge.
Oh, a small round of applause, I think, for that one. Very impressive. If you want to exercise those five D's of dodgeball, head over to our website, guernseysports.com, where you can view our poster and sign up to the competition being organised by Guernsey Panthers. Now, for all those parents out there looking for activities for their son or daughter to take part in over the February half term, listen up very carefully.
We have got the answer to your sporting needs over the February half term holiday period.
Starting next Monday, forms will be available to download from our website, and we can confirm that the following activities are available for those in primary school.
So, we've got multi-sports, which runs from 8:45 to 12 p.m, running at the grammar school, and that's open for children in years 3 to 6.
Fun and Fit Club is also going to be offered on one afternoon during the week, and that's going to be for anyone in reception to year 2.
But what about if you've got some children who are in secondary school? Well, we've got two basketball sessions running at Les Oswood campus, a climbing session, and
a boxing session held at the Caves Youth Centre down in town.
So, there really is something for everyone.
There is. It is a bit cliche, but clues in the title. It's an accessible programme, supported again for February half term by the Raylow Sporting Foundation, and for only £1 you can take part in any of those activities.
Sounds good. I'm going to be there. You, Ollie?
I'm going to be there, yep. So remember, forms are available to download from Monday the 27th of January from 9 a.m. on our website.
Will you be quizzing?
Now, following on the success from the last 14 years, there is an intention to run a primary school's tag rugby tournament on Saturday the 8th of March at Foots Lane.
Now, this tournament is actually one of my favourite tournaments of the year. I absolutely love it. And it is basically, like Ollie said, Island Primary Schools, children year 3, 4, 5 and 6, and they represent the school playing tag rugby at Foots Lane. It's a fantastic sight, and there's just children enjoying themselves and parents supporting their children.
The guys organising the tournament anticipate over 400 primary school children to be present for the festival, and teams are asked to arrive no later than 8:30 in the morning for the first match, which is ready to kick off at 9.
Contact your school for further details.
So there we have it, episode 4 of the Guernsey Sports Commission podcast, done and dusted for another week.
Share the podcast with your family, friends, pets.
And don't forget to tell us if you're listening out there. Contact us through Twitter and use the hashtag GSCpodcast.
So until next time, Ollie.
When I say pod, you say cast. Pod.
Cast.
Pod.
Cast.
Pod.
Download it now.